The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Starting from the new Mishnah, Mashbia Ani Alechem. The Toveya tells the witnesses, I am making you swear, Im lo tavo'u v'te'iduni, better come and testify for me, She'amat ish ploni liten li 200 zuz, that you know that this guy promised to give me 200 zuz, ve'lo natan li. And guess what? You know that he didn't give it to me. So come and testify. Hare elu peturim. They're patur in this case, if they made him for a false shivua. Why? She'en hayavim ela al tevi'at mamon kepikadon. You're only hayav on a claim that's monetary, that's obligatory to pay. Like a pikadon, when a guy's obligated to pay the pikadon back. Here, what is the guy testifying? Swear to me that you know that this guy promised me to give me $200. The guy can say, I changed my mind. It's not a chiyuv to give him $200, because he told me to give him $200. It's not a loan, it's a matana. Swear to me that you know this guy promised to give me $200. Is the guy, just because he said he's going to give you $200, he has to give you $200? It's not a hayav. By picadon, when a guy owes a picadon, he owes a picadon. He's got to pay it. By shaking it, just because he promised to give the $200, doesn't mean anything. Therefore, it's not subject to the law of Shivat Ha'idut. Good? Mashbiya ani alechem kishetid'u li edut. This is a future case. I'm just making you swear that if you ever will know edut for me, shetamu v'ta'iduni, you'll come and testify. Hare elu peturim. You're patur in that case. It's not a shivua ta'idut. Guess why? The shekadma shivua le'idut. Because you're making the shivua before the actual test, before they saw anything. And the Torah clearly says, we'll see in the Gemara, that the testimony has got to come first, and then the shivua. Not the shivua before the testimony even came into the world. Amar bebet knesset. A guy got up in the shul. Amar, in front of the whole shul. Mashbiya ani alechem she'im atem yod'im le'idut shetamu v'ta'iduni. And happened to be there were two guys in the shul that were really the witnesses. Why? Because you got to actually talk to the witnesses themselves. You can't talk to a group that in the group they actually be is the witnesses of the Shavuot Ha'idut. Skip the parentheses. You want to skip the parentheses? We can skip them. Okay. Amar deshnayim, you told two people. Mashpi ani alechem ish ploni uploni she'im atem yodim le'edut shetamu v'ta'iduni. Right, he tells two people, I'm making you swear, you and you, that if you know testimony for me, that you're coming to the bit and you'll testify, Shivua she'en anu yud'im lecha edut. They swear back. We swear we don't know any testimony for you. Vehem yud'im lo edut, but they do know edut. However, what's the edut that they know? Ed mipi ed. They don't know direct testimony. They only know the testimony because they heard it from another person. And that's called Ed Mipi Ed. Now, Ed Mipi Ed is not accepted in Beit Din. It's hearsay. When you come into Beit Din, now I'm a witness. Oh, yeah, how do you know? Because I heard from that guy who was a witness. Doesn't work. Or, Shaya Echad Mim Karuv Pasul, or one of the witnesses was Karuv Pasul, which they would not be accepted anyway, Hare Elu Peturim. Which means, the only time Shivat Ha'idut is Hayav is if they would have came and testified, Beit Din would have accepted their testimony. Now, because they denied it, they'll be Hayav Shivat Ha'idut. But if anyway, Beit Din would not have accepted their Ha'idut, either because one of them is a relative, or because they were only basing their testimony on their Ed Mipi Ed, which is not accepted in the Beit Din anyway, so when they deny it, it's not going to be Hayav Shivat Ha'idut. Last little Shalach Biyad Avdo. The Toveya, the guy who had the claim, sent his slave to go bring the witnesses. Or she'amalim hanitba, or the one that was being claimed, came to the witnesses. Mashbiya ani alechem shimatim yodim lo edut. I'm making you swear. I want to know if you know what testimony for them, for the guy, for the guy that has the claim. The nitba made him make the swear. Shetavo v'taydu are edu petun ad sheishram piyat toveya. We're not just ready, but the only time the hayav shvat edut is when it comes from the toveya's mouth. The toveya has to be the one that tells the witnesses, hey, swear to me. But if he sends a shaliyah, that's not considered nothing. And I admit, let's say the nitbah comes along and says, swear to me that you don't know testimony for him. You're not the toveya. And therefore, even if they they swear falsely, it's not going to be considered shivuat. Hi, dude. Tell everybody. We have a beraita. משביעני עליכם אם לא תבואו ותעידוני, שאמר איש פה נתן לי 200 זוז ולא נתן, יכול יהיו חייבים. תמוד אומר תחתה תחתה לגזרה שווה, נאמר כאן תחתה ונאמר להלן תחתה. מה להלן בטבעת מאמון ויש לו? אז גם בטבעת מאמון ויש לו. First case of the Mishnah testified to me that you saw that he promised to give me 200 zuz. No shivat adur in that case. Why? Because we have a gezerah shivat tehatat tehatat shivat pekadon. Just talk about shivat pekadon. What's the case? Swear to me that you owe me money. You owe me money that you owe me. Pekadon. That's what he's hayav to give. So too the case of shivat adur is money that he's hayav to give. But the fact is testified that he promised to give me money. Promise is nothing. He promised to give you money. And then he changed his mind. So then it's only a similar case to pekadon where the money is obligatory. Yes, no. But sheik and stam, I promise to give money, that's not considered shivat mamon, and it was not considered shivat ta'idu.
He swore to the
name. Even if he swore. And the Gemara says, okay, next case, future case. Mashbi'a ani alechem kishitid'u li'edut. Swear to me, hey, if you'll ever know testimony in a case in the future, you'll come and testify. תראו רבנן, משביע לי עליכם, כשתדעו לי עדות, שתבואו ותעידו לי, יכול יהיו חייבים, אם יתגיד לי חייב נעקס, תמוד אומר, ושמעה כל עלה, he made a שבועה, והוא עד, and he was an עד, it's not that he was an עד already, when he heard the שבועה that they put on him, עד או ראה או ידע, מי שקדמה עדות לשבועה, ולא שקדמה שבועה לעדות, which is when he heard the שבועה, והוא עד, he's an עד already, that means he saw the thing that they're making him swear on. Not that he swears first and then becomes an aid later on. In this case, he's not an aid yet. If you ever see something regarding me, please come and testify. He better do shivua, but he's not an aid yet. He says, he heard the Allah, he heard the shivua, he's an aid already. Oh, that's already the case. Okay, comes when it continues. Amad bebet haKnesset v'amad mashbi'an achel. Guys stood up in the shul. There's 200 people there. Hey, anybody over here heard testimony from me over here and doesn't show up? Mashbi'ani alechem.
And they all
swear. Yeah. And then two guys over there screamed out, "We don't know anything. We swear." And happened to be those two guys. Other guys. Doesn't matter. Why? Because they didn't specify these two guys. He said it in public. Doesn't work. Amad Shmuel afilu edav b'nehem. So Shmuel comes along and says, even if the witnesses are there, what I says, pshita. Of course, if the witnesses are not there, of course it was patur.
They're telling the truth.
The case got me when the witnesses were there. Otherwise, what's the solution to Mishnah? 200 people, nobody was really witnesses. When you get them in front of 200 non-witnesses and they all swear, they're patur. I was like, what? They really are patur. The case must be that the two real witnesses were there and they swore falsely, and still you're telling me there. פטור. זאת אומרת, תלדוש של שמואל. אבל לא צריכה דקאה אלווה. They were standing next to him. The two guys were standing right next to the guy, the Tovaya. So when he got up, the two witnesses in the shul over here that know the testimony. So you might have thought that since they're sitting next to him, Mao de Tema, Keman de Amal de Huda, man, he's really talking to the closest people next to him. Kamash Ma'alan, no. He's talking to the whole group. And therefore, even though these guys are right next to him, they're going to be patur. Tanya Ramecher, the Asi Asher ben Adam Omdim, he saw a group of people standing, Be'idav ben him, and the witnesses, his witnesses have to be amongst them. V'amale mashbi'ayini alechem imatem yodim li edu chitavu ta'aduni, yachol yu habim, alitik lechem yachayam tomod omar, ve'hu ed. Ve'hare lo yihed edav. You have to designate the witnesses that you're talking. Yachol afilu amal kol ha'omdim kan. What if he came along and said, "Kol ha'omdim kan"? So the first case he just said what? Mashbi'ani alechem. But otherwise he said what? Kol ha'omdim kan. Mashbi'ani are the people that are standing next to me. Kol ha'omdim kan, the guys are next to me. Tawud amar bihu'ed. Varihed ha'da. He says, all the witnesses that are standing right next to me, they're going to be... So if these two guys were standing next to him, that's designating the witnesses. And if they're going to be hayat.
Even if they're not next to him.
Oh yeah? You're saying kol? No, I thought only the next thing. Okay, let's see. Kol ha'amdim kan etzli. V'hayu edav betzido.
Only
betzido. Because again, if you said kol edav, it's a group. You didn't designate. Okay. All the guys that are next to me, these two guys stand next to me. That's even though you didn't say you and you, that's the tradition of the Torah. It's considered a designation. Come to the Gemara and continue. They know it. They swore.
No, does he have to know? Does he have to know that those are the two guys?
No, obviously he doesn't know those are the two guys. Otherwise, he would have went there directly. He's saying, "Kol ha'omed b'tzidi." Because Bama, he picked two out of the group. 100 people there. He didn't say all of you guys. The guys are sitting next to me. If you know testimony, he picked those guys. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amal l'shnayim mashbi'a ani alechem." We good? Dan Rabbanan, Amal l'shnayim mashbi'a ani alechem. Ploni uploni yatem yodim li edut. Shitavu v'ta edun v'hem yodim lo edut ed mepi ed. They know testimony, but the testimony is only ed mepi ed. Oh, shehaya echad mehem karuv pasul. Or one of them is a relative. Yachod you hayavim. You think you're going to be hayav? Tamu lomar im lo yagid. V'nasa avono. If they don't testify, they make a sin. B're'uyim l'hagadah ha'katub b'david. That's b'ra'uy to stay over. These guys are not a'uy to hagadah. They're not a'uy to stay over in Betin. Because Ed Mepien is not accepted in Betin. Relative is not accepted. In lo yagid, if they don't stay over, meaning that they have the potential to stay over, to testify. These guys don't have the potential to testify. Last case. Shalach b'yad abdo. Tanur banan. Shalach b'yad abdo. If he sent the Tobeya, sent his Eved to come and bring the witnesses and swear them. Or sh'amalu ha'nitba. Or the guy that's getting claimed. He's the one that swore the witnesses. Mashpiyan alechem. Shimatim yodim liyadut shetavur v'taidu. Swear to me that you don't know testimony about the guy that's claiming against me. All those cases. Yachol yu hayavim. You think you're going to be hayav. Tamud nomar. Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. My Talmuda. Amar b'yazad. Im lo yagid ketiv. Im lo yagid. The way the word lo yagid is written, it's lamet vav aleph. The extra vav there. It could have just been im lo yagid. If they don't test, come and testify. But the fact that it says im lo with a vav, you read it like this: im lo with a vav, lo yagid, which means im lo. If to him, to the toveya, if they claim that they're not coming to testify, then they're going to be hayav. Which means im lo with a vav lo yagid v'nasa avono im lahel lo yagid. But if to others they don't come in, they don't admit to patur. So the lamed vav comes and teaches me that it's dafka when the toveya himself comes along and claims him to swear. But if somebody else comes and claims him to swear, he indeed is going to be patur. Good. Next mishnah. Okay, now the next mishnah is just discussing other. Last Basha. Okay. Hasha'a b'mamon, it wasn't kofir. Now, the next case over here is like this. The Mishnah is going to discuss now. I come to the witness, I say, Mashbi'ani alechem, I'm making you swear. I don't only have to use the word Mashbi'ani, I can use other words that also are leshonot of Shivua when I'm trying to get the witnesses to swear. The Gemara says, Mishnah, Mashbi'ani alechem, Mashbi'ani for sure, that counts. Mitzaveh ani alechem. Okay, mitzaveh. I command you. Osarchem ani. Osarchem is like Malashon Isar, like a vow. Osarchem ani alechem. Hare elu hayavim.
What are they answering?
Yes, we know it. We accept.
Yet they don't say we swear.
Yes. Yes. If they say amen, it's like they said it themselves. If they say yes,
they don't have to make
shuwa. That doesn't make shuwa. By the case of shuwa ta'edut, others can make the shuwa on them. To you, Osarchem, Ani Alechem, if you don't know testimony. Yeah, we accept your Shivua. We accept your words. Yeah, if they said Amen, it's like they said it. They just said, yes, we accept what you said. It's like the Mushba Ma'arim. It counts. Don't think they have to say the word Mushba. They can say the word Osarchem. They can say the word Mitsuva. However, Hayabim Hashemayim Ba'aretz, Ani Elu Peturim. In the name of the heavens and the earth, that's not a Shivua. If he just says Hashemayim Ba'aretz, that's not a Shivua. Okay, we'll see why. The Aleph Dalet, let down. Whenever you make a guy make a Shivua, you have to make him swear in the name of God. Which name of God counts to consider a Shivua? Aleph Dalet, that's Adanut, Aleph Dalet on Yud. Yudke, that's Yudke Vavke. Shaddai, Sivaot, Hanun, Rahum, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ubchol HaKinuim. All the different names of God, Hare Edu Hayabim. Good. Don't think just Yudke Vavke. All the Shemos. HaMekalel B'chulam Hayav. Not only that, you curse God in any of the names we just mentioned, Hayav. The Rebbe Meir. V'achamim Potrim. HaKamim say only Yudke Vavke. HaMekalel Abiv Ve'emo B'chulam Hayav. The guy curses his father or mother. V'yayav. In one of the names of God that we just mentioned, Hayav. The Rebbe Meir. V'achamim Potrim. Only until you curse the parents in the name of Havaya. HaMekalel Atzmo. New Hadush. A guy curses himself. V'chaviro. Or he curses his friend, Bechulan, any of the names, if you cursed yourself and your friend in any of these names that we mentioned, over belo ta'ase, you transgress a sin. Now, I don't know what the sin is of cursing yourself. We'll have to see in the Gemara what's the sin of cursing yourself. Now, yakicha Hashem Elohim, v'chein yakicha Elohim zuhi ala haketuvah b'Torah, which means the pasuk says, "Pashvat edut v'shama kol ala." Now we learned the word ala is a swear, but ala could also mean a curse. That means if, let's say, the Toveya was reading Parashat Kitavo, and the two witnesses are standing right next to him, and he's reading all the curses in Kitavo, Yekicha Elohim, God should smite you and all that, and as he's reading, he turns to the Edim, yeah, he should do that to you if you don't testimony and you don't show up. So according to the Mishnah, that's considered an Allah. That's like a Shivua. And they say, yeah, we accept. Then everybody's Hayav Shuat Haidut. However, Al Yekicha Vibarecheka Vitavnecha, if he tells him the opposite, God should bless you if you don't know testimony for me, God should bless you, God should be good to you, implying what? That if you do know testimony, you should be cursed. He's giving him an implication. God should bless you and give all things. I don't know if you know testimony or not, but if you really don't know testimony for me, God bless you. Everything should be good, God shouldn't smite you. Implying what? If you do know testimony for me, you don't show up, you should be cursed, God should do bad for you. So the question is, do you say implication? So the Rabbi Meir Mechayev, he says, you go on the implication. And since the implication is bad, it's called an Allah. Hachamim putrim. Hachamim say, patur. Why? Because part of money told him the good side. Good side is like considered an Allah. Good? Not going to the Gemara. Fashbi'ani alechem. Okay. Now, we know for Shavuah to be a Shavuah, he's got to swear him in God's name. You swear in God's name that you don't know testimony. So Gemara, Fashbi'ani alechem. Micah Amar, what did he say? Well, what's the she'ela? What did he say? What did he say? What's the Gemara's question? Right, he didn't say God's name. He has to say, Mashmi'ani Alechem, Mashem Hashem. How can you tell me the first case of Hashem, Mashmi'ani Alechem, you're going to be Hayav? He didn't say God's name. Yeah, to be Hayav, you have to say God's name. Shavuot Hashem. So comes the Gemara and says, Mashmi'ani Alechem. Maika Amar, Amar Abiyuda, Hachi Kamar. Mashpia ani alechem b'shvuah ha'amura b'Torah. Which means, he told him like this, you make a shvuah with the shvuah that's written in the Torah. Which means, even though he didn't say God's name, by saying the shvuah of the Torah, and it says the word shvuah in the Torah, it's like you're saying Hashem's name. By saying shvuah, ketuvah b'Torah, that's like you're putting Hashem's name in there. Okay? Now, mitzaveh ani alechem, when he says the word mitzaveh ani alechem, mitzaveh ha'amura b'Torah. Because it also says by shvuah, it says the word tzava'ah. What does it say in the Torah? It says, ish ki yedon neder la'ashem, or shav ha'shvuah le'esod isad, then it says, ela okim ha'shem siva Hashem. So in the parashah of shvuah, it says the word siva. So he says, I'm mitzaveh on you, the words like it says in the Torah. Osarchem ani, be'isura amur b'Torah. Same terminology. It says the word isar by shivuah. I'm picking osar on you like the word in the Torah. That's considered already enough. That's like considered, since he picked the word in the Torah, which it says the word shivuah in the Torah. It says the word isar in the Torah. It says the word mitzuveh in the Torah. And all those shivuah are written next to Hashem's name. So therefore it's like he said Hashem's name. I'm going to put you under a koval. Koval is like a chain. Hare elu hayavim. Kovalchem is a lashon shivuah. Even though kovalchem, the word koval is not written in the Torah. Koval beoraita miketiv. Which is, if you're telling me that all these lashon workers are written in the Torah, and the guy saying, Mushvani lecha kemosh kutu b'Torah, Mitzaveani becha kemosh kutu b'Torah, Eosrani alecha kemosh kutu b'Torah, all those words are written in the Torah, then how come Kovalchem works? Because Kovalchem is not written in the Torah, and still it works. And Amar Bayachi kamar, Mashbi'ani alechem b'shvu'ah, מצווה אני עליכם בשבועה, עושרכם אני בשבועה, קוראים לכם אני בשבועה. In all the cases he ended up with the terminology שבועה. משביע אני עליכם בשבועה, עושרכם אני עליכם בשבועה. So I don't care what terminology you used in the beginning. Even if you use the terminology that's not in the Torah, but you ended up your phrase by saying בשבועה, that is considered enough. And therefore it's going to be Adi. What's Hashem's name? He said Hashem's name. We thought originally you didn't have to say Hashem's name. It means like it says in the Torah. But if it says like it says in the Torah, how can Kol Malchim work? Because Kol Malchim is not written in the Torah. And I'm not saying like it says in the Torah. You're saying Hashem's name beferush. Mushvani Mishwa, Bishem Hashem, and so on and so forth. Bishem Hashem, and if what's called in case is going to be Hayab. Because it's going to continue. The Aleph Dalet. So what do we say over here? All these cases. Aleph Dalet Adanut. Yudke, that's Yudke Valke, Shaddai, Bisvaot, Hanu, Drahu, Erechapam, Rechasin. The member of the Hanun, Verahom, Shemot, Ninu. You tell what? Hanun, Verahom is God's name? You tell me if a guy swears in the name of Hanun, it's considered Shavua, since one of those considered God's names. But Ninu, Yeshemot Shinim Hakim, Yeshemot Shinim Hakim. There's certain names of God you can erase, and certain names of God you can't erase. Elohen Shemot Shinim Hakim. The following names of God you cannot erase. Kegon, El, Elohecha, Elohim, Elohechem, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, Aleph Dalet, Yudkeh, Shaddai, Sevaot, Hare Elu, En Nemhakim. Those you cannot erase. Aval, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Hadir, Hazak, Amit, Azuz, Hanun, Verachom, Erech Apayim, Verachom, Hare Elu, Nemhakim. You can erase these names. So therefore you see they're really not names of God. So therefore, why then if a guy swears in the name of Hanun, you're telling me that he's going to be Hayav. It's not the name of God. Amar Abaye, Matnitin, B'mishu Hanun, B'mishu Rahum Kamal. You're not swearing in Hanun's name. They're saying, swear to me in the one that's called Hanun. Who's called Hanun? Yudke Vavke. Bingo. So therefore, you're back to Shem's name. You didn't say, swear to me Hanun. No, Hanun is not Hashem's name. Yudke Vavke is. Swear to me by Yudke Vavke. Swear to me by Hanun, no good. Swear to me in the one that's called Hanun. The one that's called Hanun is God. Thank you very much, that's God. No, God wants you don't have to. Because that's God's name. Hanun is not God's name.
That's why it's a, you can erase it.
That's why you can erase it. You can erase Rahum. But I make you swear to the one that's called Rahum, that's the one swearing God's name. So then in the case of Shamayim Ba'aris, say, B'misha Shamayim Ba'aris Shelo Kamar. It means the one that to him belongs to Shamayim Ba'aris, which is God. And you told me when you say Shamayim Ba'aris, it's not a Shavua. Why is it not a Shavua? Let it go to the one that belongs to him, to Shamayim Ba'aris. Achi Ashta. You're comparing the cases. Hadam kevan delegamid yaharina de ikrina hum vehanun vadai bimishu hanun vadai bimishu hanahum and kama. Haka kevan di ka shamal ba'aris, but shamal ba'aris kama. There's no other hanun vrahum except God. That's why when he says hanun, he means God. But shamayim ba'aris, there's a shamayim and aris. There's a heaven and earth. Therefore, it doesn't automatically mean Shemayim Ba'aris, the God that's in the Shemayim Ba'aris. But when you say Hanun, who else is Hanun in the world besides God? Hanun must be God. Rahum must be God. Shemayim Ba'aris is Shemayim Ba'aris. That does not mean God. There is a Shemayim Ba'aris without a God, but there's no Hanun without a God. Is there any Hanun in the world besides God? No. So when you say, swear to me in Hanun, Pirusho, swear to me in the one that's called Hanun. That's the only pshat. But I say, swear to me in the heaven and the earth. There isn't heaven and the earth. No, why? Heaven and earth have a meaning on its own. There's a heaven on its own. There's an earth on its own. So therefore, unless you specify the one that to him belongs to heaven and the earth, that's another story. But just saying heaven and the earth, heaven and earth is heaven and the earth. But when you say Hanun, Hanun has no other meaning. Who is Hanun? Hanun can only mean God. That's why. But Hanun is different. Yes? Tanur Banan. Guy's writing a Sefer Torah, let's say. Example, he's not writing a Sefer Torah, anything. Katab Alif Lamed Me Elohim. He's writing the name Elohim. He just wrote the first two words, El. He cannot erase it. Why? Because El itself is also the name of God. Ya Mehashem. Or he's writing Yudke Vavke, he wrote Yudke. Yudke is also the name of God. Ya. Hare Ze Eno Nimhak. He cannot erase it. Because the small word is also the name of God. Shin Dalet Meshaddai. He wrote Shin Dalet from Shaddai. Shad is not a name. Then we can erase it. Aleph Dalet Adanut. Or he's writing Adanut. He just wrote Aleph Dalet. Ad. It's not a name. You can erase it. Tzadi Bet Mitzvaot. He's writing Sivaot. He wrote Tzab. Hare Zenim Hak. Why? Because even though his Kavanah was to write the Shem, until you write the Shem, it's like it's in the Kadosh. And these two names are not Kadosh on their own. Then we can erase it. Good? The Rabbi Yosef Omer Sebaot Kno Nemhak. Rabbi Yosef says Sebaot is not a holy name at all. You can erase Sebaot. Shelo Niklas Sebaot Ela Al Shem Yisrael Shneemar Vositi Et Sebaotai Et Ami Bnei Yisrael Meeres Mitzrayim. God is called Sebaot only because of the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people are called like the army of Hashem. So therefore God is called Sebaot. And if you look in the Torah, Sebaot is only used next to Hashem. Hashem Sebaot. They don't use Sebaot alone. Usually Sebaot is connected to a name of Hashem. It only is called Sebaot because we're called the army. But it's not a holy name. Therefore your Sebaot can erase in totality. Good? We don't go like Rabbi Yosef, and therefore what? You can't erase Sebaot. Tanu Rabbanan, kol tafel lashem. Any prefix or suffix to the name of God, you can't erase. Kol tafel lashem bim lefanav bim laharav. I'm sorry, you can't erase. That is it. Nimhak lefanav ketzad la Hashem the lamed nimhak ba Hashem. Bet nimhak, vahashem vav nimhak, mehashem mem nimhak, shehashem shin nimhak, hashem hen nimhak. Yes, yes. Why? Because the letter itself is a prefix. No problem. Now kashem kaf nimhak, laharat kesad Eloheinu nu nimhak, Elohehem hem nimhak, Elohechem hem nimhak. אחרים אומרים לאחריו אינו נמחק שכבר קדשו השם. אחרים say no, the suffix, by the time the suffix was written, the name of God was written, so that makes it holy. Therefore you can't erase the suffix, but the prefix you can, because the prefix was written before the name, so it's not kadosh. The sheh Hashem when you
write
it, wrote it, was regular.
When you write the
new, Elohim new.
No, when you write the name after the prefix, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, since it was written alone before the shem, therefore it remains before. But she ain't can. When I write Eloheinu, the Shem is kadosh already. So that Eloheinu becomes kadosh for different things. You cannot erase it. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Abuna lekach kacharim." Lekach follows the Hayim. That what? Suffix no, prefix yes. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. Now we're going to go to another last subject before we get to this. There's certain times in the Torah it says names of Hashem, but not every time you see the name of Hashem in the Torah does it necessarily mean it's kodesh. What does that mean? Sometimes we'll take a simple example. Va'abadatem Elohim Aharim. The word Elohim over there is not Kodesh. So Elohim Aharim. Or for example, sometimes it's going to say the word Adonai. Now Adonai sometimes can mean my master. Adon Sheli. So therefore the Gemara is going to give examples where you see Shemot in the Torah, but you're going to have to know that those Shemot are really whole. They're not sanctified. Nafkamina. If a Sofer is writing his Torah and he wants to erase it, he can erase it, because that's really not the name of God. That means my master. You want to give us an example? You want to read the Siman? Avraham, Delatya, Lenavot, Begivat, Benyamin, Shelomo, Daniel, Siman. Kol Shemot Amorim Batorah Avraham, Kodesh. All the Shemot you see written in the episode of Avraham Abinu is Kodesh. Chutz Mezeh, Shuhon, except for this one is Chol. Shnei Emar, Bayomar, Adonai. Now that Adonai has to be written Aleph, Dal, and Yud. Who is he talking to? He was talking to the angels. When the angels came to visit him, he thought they were guests. So what did he say? Adonai, my master, or my master, please come and... He called them my master. That's not a holy name. He's talking to the Malachim. Hayina ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amodaya, Amru, Av Ze Kodesh. This is Kodesh also. Which means the way they learn this pasuk is, who was Avraham Avinu talking to God? Right, exactly. God was talking to Avraham Avinu. So, Vayomer Hashem, Al na ta'avor, don't leave me, stay here, I'm going to get the guests. So he was talking to God himself. And if, what do we learn from this? Keman az lahad amar av Yehuda amar av gedolach nasat orchim yoten makbalat b'nei shechina. That receiving guests is even greater than receiving the divine Shekhinah. Keman ki oto azu, like this pair of rabbis that we just said. Because this pair of rabbis just told us that he was talking to God. And what was he telling God? Please God, wait over here when I go to visit the guests. You see, greeting guests is even greater than greeting the Shekhinah. So it's a mahlok, and if that Adonai written by Abraham is Kodesh or Chol. Okay, one more. Kol Shemot Amonim Belot. All the Shemot that are written by Lot, Chol. Chol. Chutz מזה שהוא קודש, נאמר, ויומר לוט עליהם. Lot tells the angels. This is when Lot was leaving Sodom. So the angels told them, go to the mountains. So Lot says, please, I don't want to go to the mountains. By the time I get to the mountains, I'm going to die. There's a city over there called Mitzar. Let me go over there. It's close by. Let me go to that city over there. And I will live. Let me live. So it says, ויאמר אליהם, אל נא אדוני, please, אדוני, הננה מצא עבדך חן בעיניך, please, I found favor in your eyes and you gave me life, please don't let me go to the mountains, let me go to the close place. Now, from the fact that he said, you gave me life, must be he was talking to the one that life and death is in his hands. Who's that? ומי שיש בידון להמית ולחיות זה הקדוש ברוך הוא. So what Lord was saying, in front of the angels, he was talking to God, אל נא השם, please God, don't send me to the mountains. After all, I found favor in your eyes and you gave me life already. Please let me go to this city that's close in order that I should have life. Kol shemot ha'amurim b'Navot Kodesh. Navot was the guy that lived next to Ahav. Okay? In the field. And Ahav wanted Navot's field. And Navot didn't want to sell him the field. And then what he did was he made a false charge against Navot that he cursed God. And trumped up charges. And that he cursed God. And they killed him. As a result of it, and they took his field. This is all the Shemot that are written by Navot are Kodesh. B'micha Chol. By Micha, Micha was the guy that opened up an Avodah Zarah church next to Mishkan. All the Shemot that are written by Micha are Chol. Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, B'Navot Kodesh. He says, all the ones by Navot, I agree with you, are Kodesh. B'micha, Yesh Men Chol, V'yesh Men Kodesh. By Micha, I can go either way. Aleph Lamed Chol. The ones that are written with Aleph Lamed, like Elohim and all that, it's Chol. Yudke Kodesh. But the Yudkes that are written by Micha are all Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh She Aleph Lamed Vu Kodesh. Except one Aleph Lamed that's written by Micha that's Kodesh. Kol Yemei Yod Bet Elohim B'Shiloh. Next to Shiloh it says Elohim. That obviously is talking about God Himself. Now let's just read the Rashi. B'Micha B'Navot. The Hadush by Navot is, it says, Navot cursed God. Now you could have thought that that Elohim is Chol because Ahav worshipped Avodah Zarah. So maybe that Elohim in Ahav's brain is Elohim Aharim. Kama Shvani Gemara no. Berach Navot Elohim is Elohim, God of Kodesh. That's the Hadush of the Gemara, that all the Shemot by Navot is Kodesh. And what about Micha? But Michal Kegon Lo Bet Elohim. He had a church. Bet Elohim. That's not Kodesh. That's Elohim Aharim. Ugon Agdesh Igdashti Takesef LaShem. Right, LaShem is his God. All the Shemot by Michal, since he was an idol worshipper, he used God's name for Hol. Another rabbi says no. The Els are Hols, and the Yudkes are Kodesh, except for one Aleph Lamed, that's Kodesh, that's the one that's written by Mishkan Shiloh. So the Gemara continues, Kol Shemot Amurim B'Givat Binyamin. There was a story of Pileges B'Givah. Pileges B'Givah was a story of when there was a fellow from Shevet Levi. He went with his concubine to the Shevet Binyamin territory. When they got to the Binyamin territory, they had a hotel room, and the people of Binyamin came and they asked that he should bring his concubine out. They went and they violated her the whole night. She came back the next morning. She eventually died from the abuse that they did for her. The people of Bnei Yisrael got very angry at Shevet Binyamin, and they ended up waging a civil war against Shevet Binyamin. The way they waged the war was they went to the Kohen, who was wearing the Urim V'Tumim, and they said, who should represent us in the war? Who should represent us first? Which tribe should go out in battle? So the Urim V'Tumim answered, Yehuda Ya'aleh, Yehuda should go first. They went out, and sure enough, they died. Yehuda died. Binyamin beat them in the first battle. The next battle was, the next question that they asked them, should we continue to go out into the battle? And the Urim V'Tumim said, yes. They went out the second time, and they lost again. The third time, they asked the Urim V'Tumim, should we go or not? Meaning, are we going to win or are we going to lose? Then the Urim V'Tumim said, go and you're going to win. So, in all those terminologies, it says God's name in the stories, and they went to ask God. So the Gemara says, all the names, Kol Shemot Ha'amurim B'Givat Binyamin, all the names that are written in the story of Pileges B'Givah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chol. Rabbi Eliezer, all the names of Hashem that are written in Pileges B'Givah, they're not holy. ורבי יהושע אומר קודש. Now, אמר לו רבי אלעזר, וכי מבטיח ואין הוא עושה? I'll prove to you that the names that are written in the Pelekes Begivah story are not holy. Because if they were holy, does God promise and not fulfill? Which means they asked the Urim V'Tumim in the name of God. Who should go first? The Urim V'Tumim answered Yehuda, and then Yehuda when he got killed. So obviously they weren't talking to God. They must have been talking to some other deity. Because if they were talking to God, God would have came through for them. And the second, should we go out to war? What did the Urim V'Tumim say? Yes. And they go out to war, they lose. Now, if this was God, God would not give them the wrong answer. God would not lie to them. It must be they were talking to a different deity. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ma shivtiyah asah. No, whatever God promised, he fulfilled. Vehem lo bihanu, but they didn't ask correctly. Im linsoah, im linatzeah. They didn't ask if they're going to win or not. They just said, who should go first? You then go first. I didn't tell you you're going to win. Okay, should we go out again? Yeah, go out again. I'm telling you to win. The last time they asked correctly, Baharona should be Hanu. The last time they listen, are we gonna win or not? Then already his schemu ayana chemaru pin husband as a kuhen or med lefana bimimahem, lemon ha osif odla set the mechama in bene binyamin ahi im ehdal. The last question is should we go or should we stop? Oh, so in that case they were answered correctly. Good, so therefore you have a machloket. Again, the God's names that were mentioned in Pileges Begavah, is it Kodesh or is it Chol? Next one. Kol Shelomo Ha'amurim B'Shir HaShirim Kodesh. Anytime it says the word Shelomo in Shir HaShirim, it's the name of God. Shir Lemi Shalom Shelo. The song to the one that peace belongs to him, or the one that completion belongs to him, which is God. So Shelomo is not Shelomo Solomon. Shelomo is Mi Shalom Shelo. So all the Shelomos in Shir HaShirim are Kodesh. Chutz Bezeh, except for one. Karmi Sheli Lefanai. My Kerem is in front of me. Ha'elef Lecha Shelomo. Now this is talking about King Solomon's army. So it says Shelomo Lelide. Shelomo himself would subscribe 1,000 people into his army. U'matai Menotim Et Perio Rabbanan. And the 200 that it says in the Pasuk is referring to the rabbis, which is for every 1,000 people that Shlomo conscribed into his army.
20%.
Yeah, exactly. 200 of them, 200 others would go into the Limud, into the studying Torah. So, Karmi Sheli, my Kerem, to protect Bnei Israel, Lefanai Shlomo, in front of me Shlomo, Elefichas Shlomo, 1,000 to Shlomo. That's the people that studied Torah. Some say even this pasuk is hold. The following pasuk: Shlomo had a bed in front of the bed of Shlomo. Shishim, he had 60 guards because Shlomo Melech was afraid of the demons Ashmadai that was trying to kill him. So he put 60 guards around his bed. So according to the second opinion, you have two pasukim in Shir HaShirim. The word Shlomo is hold. The pasuk that's talking about Shlomo's army, the pasuk that's talking about Shlomo's
bed.
Gemara says, "Avze." From the fact that the rabbi said, "Avze," even this, "Velo mebaya heach." It sounds like not only the first one, but even the second one. Only problem is, "Elahad amar Shmuel." We have a pasuk. We have Shmuel's statement. It says, "Malchuta de katla had meshita be'alma lo me'ansha." A government that conscripts 1/6 of its citizens into the army does not get punished. Which means, so long as the ratio of people that are in the army is 1 to 6, 1 out of 6, it's okay. How do we know that from Shneemar? Karmi Sheli Lefanai Ha'elef Lecha Shelomo. Which means, in Shelomo's army, you had how much? You had 1,000. The Malchuta Dirkia Umatai Lotimit Perio Lemalchuta Dara. Which means, altogether you had how much? 1,200 people. So it says, 1,000 were in what? Malchuta Dilkia. In the army of? No, Malchuta. Learning. And 200 were in the government, which means, in any ratio, you have 1,000 that are subscribed to the army of Hashem, Malchuta Dilkia. Ha'elef Lekha Shelomo. Shemuel is learning Shelomo means Misha Shalom Shelo. That's God. And if we have 1,000 to God and 200 to the government, that means for every 1,200 people, 1/6 go to the government, and the other 5/6 go to God. That's what Shmuel learned. Then again, any time you have the ratio of 1/6 going to the government, it's good. As long as the other 5/6 are to God. And where does he learn that from? From the Pasuk of Shirim. Ha'elef necha Shelomo. 1,000 belong to you, God. Shelomo in that Pasuk is God. Misha Shalom Shelo. 1,000 go to God, and 200 go to service of government. So what do you see over there? That according to this Pasuk also Shelomo is referring to God. That means according to Shemuel, it's Kodesh. Now wait, if according to the Shemuel, this Pasuk is Kodesh, he's not following any of the rabbis that we mentioned. Because the first rabbi read, the first rabbi said that this Pasuk of Shlomo is Hol. Is Hol. And the second rabbi said, not only this, even the Shlomo of the bed. That means everybody agrees that the first Pasuk of Ha'elev Dechaz Shlomo is Hol. Now Shemuel comes and says it's Kodesh. Who are you going like? We don't have a rabbi that goes like you, Shemuel. Shemuel, look at the Rekamah, look at Yeshomrim. Shemuel isn't like any of the rabbis. Ela achi kamar veYeshomrim ze kodesh. The second opinion saying some say the following pasuk is hol and the first pasuk is kodesh. Vezehu hol demitato usweh damak Yeshomrim. Which means the second opinion saying really the first pasuk of Yeshomrim is Shlomo. Really the first pasuk of Elif Shlomo is kodesh. And which pasuk is hol? The pasuk of the bed demitato. Take it out. Take out the vow. That's why we changed the Gezah. And therefore, Shemuel is going to Yeshomrim that says the name of the Shlomo is Hol, and Elif the Shlomo is Kodesh. Okay, comes the last derasha before we get to the two dots, and that is the Pasuk of Daniel. Kol Malchaya Amurim B'Daniel. Anytime it says Melech, the word Melech in the book of Daniel, Hol. It's King Nebuchadnezzar. It's talking about the King Nebuchadnezzar. Chutz mezeshu kodesh. Except the following Melech, that's referring to God. Ant Malka, Melech Malchaya. You are the King of Kings. The Elah Shemaya Malchuta Chesna Betukfa Vikara Yavlach. You are the King, King of the Kings, the God of the Shemaim that has given you the King Nebuchadnezzar strength, power, and kavod. So Melech Malchaya, the King of Kings, not Nebuchadnezzar. Melech Malkiah over there was referring to a Kadosh, but he's the God of the Shammai.
Right, right?
Well, they put this in one of the Bekashot, but it's a Pasuk from Daniel. Yeshomrim, Afze Kodesh. And some say, there's another Pasuk that's Kodesh as well. Shneemar, Mari Helma Lesanach Ufeshle Learach. Now the word Mari, Mari is like a Mor. Mor is a master. Which means, he said, Adoni, my master, your dreams should be fulfilled on your enemies. Now, that means Daniel was praying to God, as if to say, God, let the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar go on his enemies. So you see the word Mare is Kodesh. Mare is a reference to God. So therefore, according to the first opinion you have, only one pasuk that's Kodesh. According to the second rabbi, you have two pasukim that are Kodesh. Leman Ka'amar. Now, who is Daniel talking to with the dreams? Isal kadatach leNebuchadnezzar ka'amar le. If he was telling that the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar should get all the bad things that he saw in the dream, san ute maininu. Who's the enemy of Nebuchadnezzar? Israel. Merat kalayit lul Israel. What, he's cursing the Jewish people, Daniel? All your bad dreams should go on your enemies. What is he saying? That the Jews should get the punishment? Cannot be. What does that mean? So therefore, that Mare in the Pasuk must not be God. Because he would not pray to God that the
enemy destroyed the Israel.
It cannot be that he was saying to Nebuchadnezzar, my master, all your dreams should go on the enemies, because why would he tell Nebuchadnezzar that he wants all the bad dreams to go on the Jewish people? Ela must be what? He must have been talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he was telling God, that God, the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar go on your enemies. The enemies of God. Who's the enemies of God? Nebuchadnezzar. And see, it's proving that it must have been talking to God. Because if he was talking to Nebuchadnezzar, what does it say? My master Nebuchadnezzar, all your dreams should go on your enemies. That means he's cursing us. Elah must have been talking to God. God, all Nebuchadnezzar's dreams should go on your enemies. Who's God's enemies? Nebuchadnezzar. Bingo. So that's spoken by God. What does Tanakama say? Because Tanakama says that that Mare is talking about a regular king. How does he learn it? Sabah sone Israel ika sone of the kochavim leka sone Israel ika sone of the kochavim leka. Which means, what? You think Nebuchadnezzar only had enemies of the Jews? He had enemies that were not Jewish also. So therefore, really, I say he was talking to Nebuchadnezzar. And he told Nebuchadnezzar, Mare, my master, all your bad dreams should go on your enemies. Not us. The other enemies, the other Goyim enemies that that you hate also should be fulfilled. Therefore, he learns the pasuk he's talking about. Hon. Baruch Hanan Olam.